This news update is being brought to you by your neighborhood Ace Stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Sebring Ace Hardware. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news this hour. An iconic feature's been brought back and placed in the city of Carrow's Bythe Park. The Lionhead Water Fountain, which is fondly called Rory by locals, used to be in the fairground area years ago before it was removed and placed in storage. Rory has been restored and now sits next to the splash pad in the park. To accomplish that, there was a Restore the Roar campaign to raise funds to refurbish the fountain. Besides donations, there were raffles, drawings, and a variety of fundraisers done. Although it cost about $6,000 to bring the unique fountain back, it didn't take long to raise the money. However, it took several meetings to get the city's and the Parks and Recreation's Board of Approval, and then to decide where Rory should be located. The fountain was placed next to the splash pad because there was a water source already there. Huron County Commissioner Steve Vaughn is taking his fight over a proposed recall to the courts. Vaughn has filed an appeal in Huron County's 52nd Circuit Court, challenging a June 16th decision by Huron County Election Commission that approved the language of a recall petition targeting his District 4th seat. In the filing, Vaughn argues the commission's determination should be reversed, claiming the petition language does not meet Michigan's legal standards for factual accuracy and sufficient clarity under state election law. Vaughn is asking the court to overturn the commission's ruling and declare the recall language invalid. The appeal also notes that as of June 24th, Vaughn said he had not received a copy of the Election Commission's written order. He is requesting that that order, along with certified record of the proceedings, be filed with the court as part of the appeal. Vaughn is also seeking proof his appeal was received and processed within the state's 10-day filing deadline. The case now moves to the Huron County Circuit Court for a review. And the Huron County Planning Commission continued work Wednesday on proposed revisions to the county's utility-scale solar ordinance while hearing nearly an hour of public comment focused on renewable energy development, farmland preservation, and local zoning authority. During the meeting, commissioners reviewed possible changes to the draft ordinance, including discussions about reducing the maximum acreage that could be devoted to future utility-scale solar projects. Commissioners debated several acreage limits while weighing the county's master plan, agricultural preservation goals, and the potential impact of Michigan's renewable energy laws. Planning staff also updated the commission on the pending use of permit application for Ranger Power's proposed Pine Sap solar project. Officials said the application remains under technical review by the county's planning consultant. That review is expected to take approximately 30 to 45 days before returning to the commission for further consideration and a future public hearing. Several residents urged the commission to adopt stricter limits on industrial sale solar development, citing concerns about lost farmland, property values, decommissioning requirements, and local control over zoning decisions. Others encouraged commissioners to ensure any future projects include stronger financial protections and greater benefits for county residents. Planning officials reminded commissioners that while a temporary moratorium remains in place on approvals, state law requires the county to continue reviewing applications under the ordinance currently on the books as work continues on possible amendments. No final action was taken on the proposed acreage limits or the Ranger Power application. Discussion on both topics will continue at future Planning Commission meetings. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by your neighborhood Ace stores, Ace Hardware in Bad Axe, and Sebring Ace Hardware.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? In addition to Ace's award-winning service, we have top-rated paint brands. Plus, our color matching technology allows us to match any color. So stop wandering and start painting. Head to your neighborhood Ace today.
This is Sherry. Transform any room in your home. We carry Clark & Kensington, Benjamin Moore, and Royal Paint. We even have a computer color matcher to find exactly the color you need.
This is Tyler. We have a huge selection of colors. Don't forget all your painting supplies like brushes, rollers, paint sprayers, ladders, and drop cloths, along with professional advice on how to get the job done. When it comes to paint, we've got you covered. Visit Ace Hardware in Bad Axe or Sebring Ace Hardware.
And that's been a look at your news this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.